Hey, this is episode 5.
It's episode 5 of the Beanie Boys podcast.
Empire Strikes Back. So we're starting this a little different. We are going to be drinking Four Loko Red.
Oh, God.
Sponsor us, Four Loko. What's good? We're about to open this guy, and we're going to be talking about this the whole time.
This is a reminder of back in our San Francisco days.
Ooh, just that sound. Yeah. Opening. Wait, it's not?
What's the flavor?
It's cherry, dude. It's fucking
cherry. No, the flavor is red.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're
red
right.
Flavor. It's
you
cherry.
Can pour first.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No, this reminds me of San Francisco. We used to have little parties, like board games and stuff. Board games or Smoke or Fire. And we would bring a Four Loko. A shout out to our friend Andy Kittle.
Our boy Andy, we would literally drink these all the time.
What we would do is get shot glasses, and like everybody would take a shot every like 5-10 minutes of Four Loko.
It smells like cough syrup.
It does.
It smells
pretty nasty.
We trying to get loco.
Loco boys.
Hey, loco spider.
Loco boys also is Justin. Justin's a loco boy.
He is a loco boy. We're drinking in his spirit. Cheers to Juicy
Cheers
J.
Cheers to Juicy J.
Thinking about you, baby.
Baby.
Oh,
oh my God.
You know what I did? Before I drank it,
You breathed in?
I went like that. I breathed in through my mouth, and then it was gross.
Is it cold? We should put it in the fridge, I feel like.
It was really gross. No, it's going to be disgusting no matter what. Over ice? Excuse me, sir. May I have this Four Loko over ice? Like, how gross would that be? Do they even serve? They should serve Four Loko.
No way.
Bar.
People would get trashed.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a fucking bar. People already get trashed, dude. White Claw, no law.
But what, it would be like $6 for a Four Loko instead of $3?
I mean, I feel like there'd be like a limit of like
I
only one Four Loko
at home.
One Four Loko per person. I mean, there's been many times where we go to bars and they have like this disgusting amounts of alcohol in one drink, and they're like for Trader Sam's, it was like literally, hey, have you know only one or two per person.
Right.
Like you would die.
Yeah.
Like, but if you're trying to get
like an AMF.
Yeah. Oh,
which I've never had one.
You never
actually.
Had an AMF?
No.
We
I
should
didn't.
Be 21 again. And Zac Efron, 17 again.
17
and,
again.
And we should drink some AMFs. They're
sounds
really
awful.
Gross.
Yeah. Long Islands are great. I like Long Islands.
Well, Long Islands are up there, but AMFs are... It's just the color of, like, the Windex.
Yeah.
It looks super disgusting. And when you have it, it was just... I would just black out.
Right.
Like, there was AMFs, and then there is Black Supermans.
Never heard of that one.
And that one is, like, only, like, certain bars...
Isn't there an Incredible Hulk one, too?
Yeah,
Campari,
I think
I'm pretty
so.
Sure.
I don't know. They all sound really disgusting. I feel like if you go to any of those bars, it's going to be risky business of actually getting one of those.
Breakfast shot.
It's happening tomorrow. What's
all right,
good?
Here we go. Here's the AMF. This is what it's in an AMF. So it's half... So it's a shot... a shot's 1 ounce, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's 0.5 ounces of vodka.
Gross.
0.5 ounces of gin. 0.5 ounces of white rum. 0.5 ounces of tequila. 0.5 ounces of blue Curacao.
Oh.
Or Curacao. 1 ounce of lemon. Lime. Soda. And half an ounce, or quarter ounce of simple syrup.
The funny thing is I would have nights where I had like 3 of those.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I was just blacked out, dude. 21.
That just sounds awful. It's like, what, 2 shots already in your drink?
It's so
well, maybe 3.
Much. Like, we should, next time we go out, we're going to get AMFs.
I don't know.
I think you should. Since you never had one, you might as well.
Okay.
Live your fantasy.
Take care of me after.
Nope. I'm going to be like, that guy's in the street. And I'm like, I don't fucking know this guy. He's like 30 and he got an AMF. That's his fault.
No, you're 30.
I'm sorry. How old are you?
27.
Yep. You're getting close, Grandpa. Fuck y'all. I had an AMF, though. What's good?
AMF.
Crit.
Yeah, wow.
So, what do you want to talk about today, Jake?
So, I think that we should... Oh, you said you have a story for me.
I do?
That you cut yourself off, though, you said.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Making noises in the bathroom in public is the fucking grossest thing in the world. So today I was at work and we have like an employee bathroom, which is upstairs for employees only. And then we have the customer facing bathroom, which like, you know, you just go if you really have to go or like, you know, it's just, like not your break. You just
is it
go.
Hidden in the wall?
No.
Oh.
It's just like you find it, you know. Okay. Ow! And then so like you go to the back and then it's like for customers and everyone, right?
Yeah.
But it's like two urinals and a stall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one urinal that's normal. There's one that's for like a child for me. It's really low. And then they have the stall.
Right.
So I was going to the urinal.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to the big boy one because I'm a big boy. Mm-hmm. And there's the other stall that was locked. And there was some guy making grunts in there.
Oh,
making
gosh.
Noises.
That's the worst.
And I'm like, what is going on? Are you pushing out a baby? Like,
the only,
what are you
the only
doing?
Place that you can do that is at the airport, I feel like. Because I was like,
at the airport?
Because everyone knows that's like, okay, got to do it before we get in the airplane.
I feel like the airport bathroom is the worst because I have my luggage with me and I have everything and I can't poop there because what if someone swoops my luggage?
It's
I'm
like
just so paranoid.
Yeah, or you take it in with you in this little cubicle.
Oh my god, I've done that before where
yeah.
I grabbed all of my luggage and I just like squeeze together because I'm not going to take like the fucking handicap one because there'd probably be a handicap person using that bathroom.
Right.
It's fucking busy.
Yeah.
And then I went through the small one. I tried not to touch anything because I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I squeeze in there, and I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah,
I can't do
bad.
This. So anyway, some guy was doing this, like, grunting noises today.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and I was like, dude, what the fuck is this guy? It's like 2 p.m. What is this guy doing? It's a Friday at Apple. Like, why
yeah.
is he dying in here? And then I was like, I don't think I ever make those noises unless I'm, like, just really pushing one out.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just like, oh, I know. Like, I don't go to the bathroom and be like, whoa! You know, like, right after. Like, I don't celebrate. Sometimes I do.
You celebrate, but not that loud.
Not that loud. I don't do grunts. I don't do noises where
I'm
pushing
out. Are you more of a pat in the back kind of guy? Pat yourself on the back? Like,
I mean, sometimes I'm proud.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sometimes it's gross. There's sometimes where I want to take a picture of it. You
ever
do that?
God,
where you're,
no.
like, you're so proud of it that you're just like, that came out of me. I made that. You've never done that before?
No.
Oh my god, dude. That'll change your life. Literally, you will, like, take a picture. I mean, you want to, but you're like, what am I going to do with this picture?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could do that with, like, only a certain amount of people.
Right.
Like, Nico.
Yeah.
Nico would be so proud of it.
Right.
Like, it's just disgusting. But it's great. But anyways, yeah, you don't make fucking noises
no.
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In a public bathroom.
In a public bathroom,
yeah.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, if I was alone and I was, like, really pushing one out, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, even when I'm alone, like, I have, like, the handicap little, like, like, you know, like, the little bar that you use, like, for handicapped people to get up.
Right.
Like, you just grab onto that and pray for life.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know, dude. So, yeah, that was my story.
It's a good one. It's a classic, yeah. Start off with the dirty one.
Yeah, dirty boy.
Dirty boy.
Hey, dirty boy. You know, you come here, you wipe your ass, you kiss me, or what?
Give me kiss.
You're gonna kiss
ass.
Me, you're gonna grunt, or what? You're gonna
yeah.
touch my grundle.
Grundle? Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's
grundle.
It's a strange. It's like a. I think it's like a patch in the forest. Like, don't go see the grundle. Isn't that?
Well,
yeah, it's from a book.
Yeah, Harriet, Hansel and Grundle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hansel
that's
and
a
grundle.
Classic children's tale. yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah. So, me and Brian took a little trip last week up to the Seattle area. And, you know, we got a little Airbnb together, a little romantic getaway.
It was so romantic.
It was so romantic.
Why was your dad mad at me? Remember that? I
My
just
dad
remember,
was mad.
We'll get to that later, but I just remember him being mad at me, and I was like, I didn't even do anything
to
him.
No, my dad just wants to be a dick to you.
Yeah, actually, that was the start of the day.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, later on, I was like, why was he fucking mad at me?
I sent a picture of you to my dad, and he was like, I'm going to punch that guy in the throat.
Yeah, I'm like,
what did I do?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, and then he said he misses you.
No.
So, you know,
oh, I miss you too, Timmy boy.
Timmy
I mean, I understand there are certain times where there's certain people in your life for no reason whatsoever. You just want to punch them in the face.
Yeah.
You ever get that?
Yeah, for sure.
Me and Nico were at Chipotle one time.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Chipotle, and this guy wrapping the burrito did nothing wrong to us at all. And he was wrapping the burrito, and then me and Nico just like were like, you know, waiting in line how you normally do at Chipotle.
Yeah.
And you get all like, you know, you're ready.
Right.
You already know what you're getting because you don't want to make their life less crappy than it already is. And you're like, I gotta be easy on you. I gotta, like, tell you how it is. So, like, you can just fucking wrap my burrito and leave.
Right.
And so, he wraps our burrito, and me and Nico get our burritos, and we're walking to the car, and we're like, I don't know what it was, but I just wanted to punch that guy in the face. And we're like, dude, me too. Like, we both had that realization. We wanted to punch this guy in the face.
Yeah.
And we're like, why? But it's like, people just have that face that you just want to punch them in the face. Like, bah! You know, right. Like, just right in the nose.
A little bit, bah.
I have never punched anyone in the face.
No,
but I would... There's people where I'm like, ooh, you're
asking for this. Could be the time.
I mean, I feel like it would be, like, at a bar,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't be ready for it, and I would, like, sucker punch someone, like,
right.
You know, like, right in the kisser.
Yeah.
But that would be my only fight.
Right.
And then I die.
Then you die.
Yeah, then I die, because I'm going to die young, so. Yeah.
Ooh, Kesha, die young?
Yeah.
Kesha slaps.
She still slaps. She remember still that slaps. Whole story, though? Like, her manager, like, beat the shit out of her or something? That was terrible.
He was an asshole. But she's actually pretty good.
We'll drink the Kesha here. Cheers.
Cheers, Kesha.
Four Loko chug.
Four Loko.
It's like drinking Dayquil.
It's bad.
Oh, my God.
I never want to do this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a little Airbnb on the water, you know. And
I didn't even know Seattle had a beach.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
It's the Puget Sound.
Yeah, it was nice. Pudget
I went for a swim the next day, actually.
You looked freezing in that
picture. It was very cold. And yeah. I cut my foot in the rocks.
Should have used those water shoes, baby.
My water condoms. Yeah.
Water condoms?
Water condoms.
Oh, your water socks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say water condoms. That just sounds fucking weird. That sounds like you're having sex in, like, a jacuzzi or, like, a water park or something.
Right. No, yeah, it was nice, though. But, yeah, so anyways, we got a little Airbnb. We got food before? No, we went to Chick-fil-A on the way out, on the drive up.
Okay, can we talk about Chick-fil-A?
Yeah,
can we talk about that for a second? I was so upset.
Me too. I love Chick-fil-A too. Chick-fil-A slaps.
I think I'm a Popeyes girl.
But this is the time where the Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A basic chicken sandwich is the talk of the town.
They're like killing each other.
There's a cat fight right now.
There's a little kitty fight going down, and we're watching it, and she's just looking at us, asking us for help. But anyways.
So yeah, so we went to Chick-fil-A, because you had the Popeye sandwich, right?
I had it like a week before.
Right. And what'd you think?
Oh, it's like poison.
Not the sandwich.
Not the sandwich, it's Four Loko. It's straight gross. I liked it. It was really good. I mean, because I'm a basic bitch.
Right.
And I had to get it because everyone was posting on Instagram. Like, literally.
Did you wait in line for it?
I did drive-thru. I did a drive-thru, but it was a long-ass wait.
Oh, really? How long?
I mean, like, there was, like, 5 cars. But it was, like, a really small Popeyes. So, like, wrapped around, like, the whole parking lot.
Really?
And I was, like, fifth in line. And, like, I already knew what I wanted. Because I was, like, I just want the chicken sandwich. Yeah. Like,
it's kind of wild how, like, these crazes just pop up out of nowhere.
Well, because, like, Instagram, social media, everyone's... I mean, that's how I found out about it.
Right.
If I didn't have Instagram, if I didn't look at people's stories...
And all these fast food places have, like, Twitter accounts that are always, like, firing off things at, like, other fast food. Like, the Wendy's one...
Have you seen the Wendy's one?
Yeah, the Wendy's just pops off. Yeah.
Those are harsh.
Whoever is in charge of their social media is, like, doing a good job.
Just that sentence alone. Wendy's
pops off.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't think I've ever said that.
I have only had Wendy's, like, 3 times.
In your life?
Yeah, I'm not a Wendy's girl. I haven't had them.
Dude, Frosties?
Chance the Rapper brought them back. Frosties? Yeah.
Remember the whole Chili's? The Chili's, baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. They have a new song.
I want my baby.
They have a new song now. It's Chili's garbage. Does. Yeah, it's fucking hot garbage, dude.
Wendy's doesn't.
Wendy's.
Frosties and fries.
Crispy Ooh. Nuggets. Yeah.
Crispy nuggets.
Nah, I like Frosties and fries.
Frosties and fries.
The Frosties were slappy, dude.
Yeah.
You ever had a
Frosty? They're like malts.
Yeah.
They're not just like a regular milkshake from like In-N-Out or McDonald's or whatever. It's like a malt.
Give me the malt.
Just like this Four Loko is a premium malt beverage.
That's not a malt.
But it's not
the right I'm pretty malt. Sure this is Dayquil. I'm pretty sure I'm drinking Dayquil.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Cherry flavored.
Cherry flavored Dayquil. Do you remember when you were a child and your parents made you take DayQuil?
Ooh,
and
it was the grape one? Grossest we almost thing. Got the grape, too.
I'm so glad. I mean, like, I already knew this is going to be straight
I think the
combat.
Grape would have been better.
I feel like I knew this was fucking cherry. I knew it was cherry. It's red.
Red.
There's no other. What, red apple?
It should be strawberry.
I mean, maybe. But red is going to be.
Root!
Yeah. Those strawberry red lips. Like, you said cherry red, dude. Cherry
yeah,
red.
True.
Cherry chapstick. I kissed the girl, and I liked it.
Ooh, slapper song. That's the Katy Perry back. OG.
What happened to Katy Perry? She's not
she's
the
still,
same.
She's still doing stuff.
She's crazy.
Crazy girl.
She's fucking crazy. The newest meme, hottest new meme, is like the fucking four wheels on the shopping cart thing.
Oh, yeah,
seen
yeah.
That one yet? And there's one where it's like Katy Perry. And it's literally, like, her and, like, her prime of, like I Kissed the Girl days.
Right.
And, like, it just shows her, like, crazy now. Like, what she's doing now.
Oh,
and you're
damn.
Like, you're insane. She died, though.
That is crazy, yeah.
But, anyways, Popeyes is popping
so,
off.
Yeah, so we got Chick-fil-A. Because it's like, I feel like it's, like, the healthy fast food. It's not healthy, but, like, it's, like, the in-and-out of.
It's, like, the cleaner chicken place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
so,
like, KFC. Because
they have grilled chicken. They have, like, chicken salad sandwich there.
But do you feel comfortable getting a salad at Chick-fil-A? I'm getting
chicken
those waffle
salad
fries.
Sandwich.
Wait, chicken salad
like,
sandwich?
On bread.
Oh, so, like, a chicken
so, I'm like,
sandwich.
Oh, I can make that at home. Yeah.
I mean, all the fast food is you can make at home.
Not fried chicken. I'm not going to make
yeah,
fried
I mean,
chicken
it's going to take you a very
yeah.
long time.
I can make a chicken salad in probably, like, 6 minutes.
Chili's.
Chicken sandwich.
Baby back rib.
So, yeah, I mean, it was. They're always so nice, which is great. But the sandwich was just not up to par.
Well, you made me get the deluxe one, and I was, like, expecting way more.
Yeah.
So I never got the deluxe. I would always get the regular basic
just
ass dish one.
And pickles.
I mean, yeah, because you can't go wrong with that. It's just a chicken sandwich. It's like.
You need more juiciness
food.
To it, though.
Oh, shit's gotta be juicy.
Juicy.
There was, speaking of juicy, side note, sorry, I gotta throw this in here. Quick story. We were at the skate park the other day, and we were skating, and there was all these little fucking kids there, and they're, like, ruthless. Like, little kids are scary now.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't give a fuck, dude. Like, literally, when I was a kid, I was so scared of everyone taller than me, which is everyone.
Yeah.
Which is me now. I'm scared of everyone.
Right.
But, like, literally, I'm just, like, terrified. Like, everyone was scary. And if you were, like, a year older than me, I'm like, oh, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And then, like, now little kids just don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, whatever, fuck you. And then, like, scooting past me and, like, throwing
yeah.
their fucking shit at me. And I'm like, dude, I can kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I can ring you out. Like, literally, I'll bring you to Chili's. You know, like, I don't know why, but I'll just do it. And then, so, there's this little kid. And these other little kids were, like, fucking rollerblading. And, like, this little kid had these, like, huge rollerblades that were super big, right? And they were super gigantic. And so, looked like he was going to break his ankles. That's how big the rollerblades were. And so, his, like, brother was, like, talking shit to another kid.
Yeah.
And he, like, pushed him. He pushed him.
Ooh,
and this little
fire.
Other kid is, like, out of nowhere. He's like, oh, it's about to be spicy. He said that. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what's going on? And he just said that. He didn't, like, look at anybody. He just said that. He rollerbladed and said, that's about to be spicy.
And rollerblading,
he
too?
He rollerbladed
power
away.
Power move right
yeah.
there.
He rollerbladed away, and he said that. And then, like, dude, that was, like, a month ago. And I'm still thinking about that till this day.
Damn.
Like, it was great. It was about to
that's
be spicy.
That's a good
spicy.
Line.
Yeah. So now I just say that all the time.
Yeah, spicy.
About to be spicy. Because it works in every situation.
Right, yeah.
Like,
it's
had,
universal.
We had Taco Bell and we had Dabla sauce. It's just about to be spicy.
Spicy.
So anyways, back to the Seattle story.
Yeah, we're off the rocket
today. We always
today.
Are. We always are.
Yeah, so it was decent sandwich. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, damn, that was good lunch. You know what I mean?
I had a weird experience in that bathroom. It was another weird bathroom experience. I obviously didn't. My brain wasn't working, just like how it is every day. And the bathroom code was 1234 pound sign. And my dumbass was
simple.
Like, "All right, I mean it's basic." So mine was 123 star, and I was like, "Oh, I don't get it. I'm gonna walked out. It's not working." And I felt really stupid. Hey, brother,
hey,
hit me. Hey, baby.
Dude.
What? Still got more?
You still have a lot.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Whoops.
Check it. I'm already done.
Tight. You drink more. So, went to the bathroom. Finally got in because I couldn't reach the first door. And so this man, his dad and a child walked in. And so I decided to walk in after them because I couldn't open the door. Because it's a bathroom, so I figured there would be multiple stalls. There was one urinal, one stall.
Yeah.
The dad took the stall. Little boy that was like 3 years old took the urinal. And he did the classic move of pulling down his pants all the way and just straight up peeing.
I remember doing that as a kid.
And I was, I mean, I still do it. And I was just there watching, and I was like, this is awkward, because right. I'm just a grown man in Chick-fil-A.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm like, where do I look, where do I look? And then I was like, I looked at a corner. I looked at the trash can.
Yeah.
Because I was like 2 feet away from the kid. And I was like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching all these How to Catch a Predators lately on YouTube. So well, like,
I walked in the bathroom, sir. I didn't mean to do anything.
I didn't do anything. Like, the best lines are, so Chris Hansen comes out of nowhere. And he's like, so what are you going to do today? And he's like, hey, man, I was just thinking about it. You know, I just came over and I drove for like 2 hours. And, you know, I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And they're like, so why'd you bring alcohol? Why'd you bring pizza?
Right.
And like every time, it's like, hey man, I thought about it. I learned my lesson. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Not gonna do it.
Anyways.
Sorry. I mean, it's still Chick-fil-A incident.
Chick-fil-A, baby.
Hey, Chick-fil-A. No baby back rib.
It's spicy.
Shit's about to be spicy. Anyways, Chick-fil-A.
We'll get to the Seattle story.
Well, this is the road.
That was the road to Seattle.
To Seattle.
We listened to some good music, too. It was my high school prom playlist on Spotify.
I got really tired of it.
You did 3 hours of it, though. I mean, I would be tired after an hour and a half of that, too. But it was all like Young Jock, Nelly, Jay Sean, Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
All those classic slaps.
It's still a classic till these days.
Yeah, it really is.
But, I mean, after 3 hours, it was a long time. Like, can we do something else?
We did a long time with it.
It's been a while.
So, we decided to go to the Mariners game. Because we're in Seattle.
We did. And I've never been to a Mariners game.
Mariners.
And I decided Jake's a big boy. And I decided to treat him, and we should just go to a baseball game. Since we didn't go to the Giants game, we didn't go to any baseball
games. Because when we were in SF, we used to go to games almost weekly, I feel like.
Yeah, it was, because it was like $2.
A couple times a month.
It was $2 tickets.
Yeah.
And then we just take the meanie out there, get trashed, and
get some Taco Bell and have some beers.
I think we had, there was one time where we had like, I think about like 5 bean burritos.
Yeah.
And we ate like 2 of them before the game. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, like 7th inning stretch, bring our backpack and
stretching into the backpack, stretching
into
the
bean
burritos,
for those other bean and cheese burritos.
Yeah,
which I can't wait to eat after this.
Because
this
you know
podcast.
What, we have some here.
We have some bean and cheese burritos waiting for us right afterwards. So, anyways, we decided to go to the game, and we took a lift out there.
We bought tickets to the Yankees and Mariners game, which the Yankees were in first place, so is it about to be a good game or a crushing?
Honestly, I don't remember any baseball.
So,
whatsoever.
To start it off, we took a shot of some bourbon, which I don't know the last time I took shots. Like, I'm over that stage in my life.
Oh,
but it's like,
think again, baby. Think again. We're drinking for loco. You about to get loco?
You about to get spicy.
Dude, about to get spicy? You know, hey, hashtag baby back ribs. Chili's barbecue sauce, you know? Barbecue sauce.
It was good whiskey, and I think that's what kicked it off, because we took a lift down to downtown Seattle, which is like 20 minutes away.
Yeah, it was a trek out there.
And
We got a minivan. We picked up some other dude.
The automatic doors.
On both sides.
Oh, those are sweet.
On
the
both
rolling
sides.
Ones?
We started off with, I'm sorry, we smoked at the beach.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And then we did shots at the Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
followed by a beer, a tall can,
Final
which
sec.
We did chug because we had like three minutes. To
book it.
Gabs are here.
Gabs are here.
Gabs are here. And we had to drink that, and then we were already pretty tired. It was like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, because we just had a long day of driving.
Yeah, I mean, we had driving, and then we like chilled for a second, went to the beach, then decided to go to the game.
Yeah.
And then after that, we
went to a little bar.
Went to that weird dive bar.
It was cool, though. It was like a really open, big bar. They were slow, but the bartender was stressed out.
Oh, dude, she looked like Aerosmith. She looked like Steven Tyler.
Yeah, she did. She looked
like Steven Tyler. She was a sweet soul, but she looked like Steven Tyler. You know, dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, exactly.
That was her. She was Steven Tyler.
Lady looks like a dude.
Lady looks like a dude. Yeah, not the same.
No.
Not the same. But, you know, hashtag when you're in Seattle. You know, anything happens.
No, she was great, though. She was very nice, and she even carded us the second time because she thought we looked young.
Oh, yeah. I
appreciate that.
I remember that guy, like, at the front. What was the point of his job?
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
His job was canceled.
He was meowing like crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So.
We continued with the whiskey. We went for a whiskey ginge.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty gross. Yeah. And then.
But, Brian, you got mad.
Oh, the guy next to us. Fucking guy? That guy kept on fucking looking at me for no reason.
I was pissed off.
I was hella mad because, like, so it was me and Jake, and we were sitting at a table, and this is, like, 4 p.m. or something, and there was a game was going on, or not even a game. There was, like, a TV screen.
Like a tennis match or something going on.
Some random sporting event, and he wasn't even looking at that. He was just staring at me, and then I was like, what the fuck? Fuck is this guy staring at? Like, I was super upset because he was looking at me for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, about to throw down in Seattle.
I was about to get in a fight.
Yeah.
First
time
in your
life?
He was
like 60 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bah! Right in the face. Bah! Yeah, I'm gonna punch that guy in the face, dude.
That's one of those guys.
Yeah. He was, I mean, like, he wasn't one of those guys because if he wasn't staring at me, I wouldn't punch him in the face.
Yeah.
But if he started staring at me, shit's about to go down. Barbecue sauce, bah! You know? Right in the kisser.
Right in the kisser.
Bop.
Then you kiss him after, right? Give me a kiss!
Well, like, I punch him in the face, and then I put lipstick on, and I kiss his punch.
Oh, it's like kissing Kate Barlow from Holes. You never seen that movie?
No, I just wanted to stare at you a very long time.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, so that guy just... I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian was ticked off.
I was peeved.
But then it was like, okay, we have like 20 minutes to go to the game. No, we had to wait a little bit of time. Because we got there early. Because we wanted to walk around the park.
We've never been there
like,
before.
Yeah, new park, check it out. So we...
New park, new me.
New park, know? New me. That's how it goes. So we started walking towards the park. It's kind of a cool area down by the park. It's like a train station. And some like industrial...
Yeah. It was a lot going on. Yeah, strip club was in our thoughts.
Strip club central.
Yeah.
So
we decided to go to this random parking lot. And smoke Jake's little blunt.
My little J.
Yeah, and it was a lot of weed for us, and
it was like good quality. I think that's why it got us.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it though?
It was.
Was it? I think it was the garbage one.
No, it was a good one.
When was the garbage one? Because I remember we smoked a garbage one that was like cracking.
Yeah, that wasn't that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so anyways. We smoke, and we're walking around. It's an industrial area where we
people
don't know where
to go
the
game.
Fuck we
people
are.
got their Yankees. There's a lot of Yankees fans.
So I was hyped. I was like, let's fucking go inside. Yeah. Let's do this. And then so Jake wasn't hyped yet.
I bought some peanuts. I got super stoked on those peanuts.
I don't even remember that. Oh, yeah. That was the vendor. Yeah.
Peanuts, popcorn. But it was on the outside. So it's just peanuts.
Peanuts. Yeah. And so me and Jake... literally sat down on a bench in front of like a bank.
Like a business, yeah.
Yeah, it was like in front of a bank or something for like 40 minutes just to chill.
And we were just talking. Like, we were just talking. The thing was we were a little too stoned to go through the security, but we were trying to hype ourselves up. Like, we got this. Hey, we can do this.
Dude.
We can go in. We're going to have the best time. Nobody knows who we are. It's going to be the best night of our lives. Like, we're all set. It's going to be a night to remember. Or, in this case, not. Because,
yeah. I don't remember a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was terrible.
But we did our job. We hyped ourselves up.
We walked in.
No idea.
I'm pretty sure we walked around like six times.
We did. We walked the park. So we want to get a nice view of the park, see what where the food was, where the brews were.
Even though everything looked exactly the same. Yeah. We did take some great photos.
We did.
We
I'll post those on our Twitter.
Yeah. Hashtag Wendy's.
It's about to get
spicy. It's about to get spicy barbecue ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Chili's. Dude. We should go. Where's the nearest Chili's? Like Clackamas or something? Clackamas?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go there.
Why not?
Dude, Chili's is bad.
Dude, are you kidding me? Are you Applebee's girl? Dude,
no way. I mean, Applebee's is like
what's your up. What's your restaurant of choice? That's garbage.
BJ's.
BJ's? Okay. Yeah. I mean, what do you get though?
I haven't been in a long time.
I always get the deep dish. I haven't been
to
pizza.
A chain restaurant in a long time.
Like Olive Garden? Olive Garden's I've been there trash. One time. Olive Garden's is garbage.
I was straight garbage. 18.
You were 17, 19?
Yeah.
Was it a date or a family? It's either.
It was a date with my mom.
Oh, mama. Hey, mama. Just you and your mom?
Shout out, mom.
Shout out, hashtag for the moms.
For the moms.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I don't remember. It was
breadsticks?
10 years ago.
You don't remember your fucking delicious meal at Olive Garden?
Nope.
That was microwaved previously?
No way.
I had the worst experience.
Wait, I think we should finish our sales order before we,
God damn before it.
We get off.
Well, I'm going back to you, Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Hashtag. People don't forget.
People don't forget. When you're here?
When you're here, your family, but not not you. We don't like you.
So, yeah, so we had some high seats. And there was so many Yankees fans up there, dude.
I was staring at this man.
And they were typical Yankees fans, because they had, like, the big diamond earrings, the jersey.
He was terrified.
The hat. And he was just, like, he was so forget super cocky.
Forget about it.
You could tell he was from the Bronx.
Like.
Or from, like, Brooklyn.
He was wearing, like, a Letterman jacket, like a Yankees one. Like, a total baseball jacket. But he had.
He was stoked
chains, and
yoked.
He was stoked and yoked.
Stoked and yoked.
Chains, and he was wearing a tank top. Like, for sure. He had a tank top. And he had
the one chain. Yeah.
He had glasses on, like sunglasses.
Yeah.
He had a big-ass hat that was, like, way too big for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I stared at him for, like, four innings.
Yeah.
I literally was staring at
this
man.
It was like we were in New York at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I didn't know where the fuck I was.
But we weren't. We were in Seattle. He was like, this is my stadium.
Yeah. Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it,
you know?
And then below him was this guy who had Coolio hair.
Dude, yeah, you kept on calling him Coolio. Dude, he had, like, that's Coolio's brother.
He had Coolio hair. It was insane. I never seen it like that before. I wish I could do that.
No, you don't.
It would look terrible.
Think anyone would. I mean, like, why would anyone want that hairstyle? Yeah. Not even Coolio. Coolio's like, I want
to
shave my head.
He had to do it because of his management, probably.
Yeah, he's like, you know what, Coolio? You're gonna fucking, what kind of accent is this? I don't know. No. You're gonna wear the dreads and I don't care. You know, boopity boppity. You know, when you hear your family, you know, you get out of here, you get out of my kitchen. You know?
When you hear your Coolio.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, you know? Baby back rib. Barbecue sauce, okay?
And then after we were up top, we walked around again. Got some doggies.
We got. God, that was disgusting.
I got a vegan dog, and mine was actually pretty tasty.
I got a Mariner's dog. Mariner's dog, right? I thought the Mariner's dog was going to come like the picture, which it did not, right?
It came
the
like picture, a hot dog and some butt cheeks.
The picture. The picture had, like, relish, onions, mustard, ketchup,
sauerkraut.
You know, I feel like I'm in New York.
Pickle, tomato.
Forget about it. And cream cheese. Yeah, Seattle dog, dude. What the fuck? Onions. Something. Come on. Fucking something. I get it. It's just a sad, pathetic hot dog in a bun. If like
just a weenie and some plain
bun. Weenie and a plain bun. I was like, if I wanted to be depressed and think about it, I would just pull my pants down. And so, like, I was just like, that was garbage.
Yeah.
So then I put all the fixings in. And
you just gotta cover it.
It was the grossest dog ever. It didn't even taste like a hot dog.
So mine was good.
It tasted like a meatball blended in the shape of a hot dog.
Cold cut combo? Is that what it tasted like?
Cold cut combo.
Yeah.
Bologna, ham. What else is in a cold cut? I don't even know.
More bologna?
I think it's just bologna. Cold cut combo, you know? Subway. Bologna. Fucking gross, dude.
Subway. Eat bologna.
Eat bologna. $3. You want this? Nobody else does. It's $3. Take it.
But we made our way down to some sweet seats, actually.
Yeah.
Along left field or third baseline.
Honestly, I don't remember watching any game.
Yeah, we were just talking the entire time. We're just people watching, I feel like. It was great.
I feel like we took a lot of photos. We did. And I realized that...
The same guy took all of our pictures, too.
Those are great.
Throughout the entire game.
The same guy?
Yeah.
Really? The one that got all the angles and stuff?
All the angles. He was like... We were models for him. He was like, all right, boys, over here. Over here. All right, I'm going to turn this way. And we're like, all right.
Cool.
That's good stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
So anyways,
so
after that,
we made it down.
Well, we got two beers, too.
We got two
gigantic beers, which was like 16 ounces for like $13. And like, we didn't care. We were just drinking them.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what they were. I forgot. It was like some IPAs or some IPAs.
We got Lagunitas.
Yeah. Okay.
We went classic Bay Area.
Oh, yay area.
Yay area.
So after that. Was that after the game?
We left early. We left like half an inning early, just to beat the crowd.
I had no idea what the score was at all. Yeah, I did not
Yankees
care.
Yankees crushed them, yeah.
I did not care. And so, Jake and I...
We went to some Mexican restaurant, some taco place.
No. What did we do before that? Because we were going to go to a
strip
club.
Oh, that's right. We walked outside.
Jake's never been to a strip club before.
I have not. And so, we were thinking about going to a strip club. Oh, God.
Satan! Yeah, sorry.
And they were trying to reel us in, you know, with the deals. It was like, oh, here's a little cards, right?
When you hear your family.
They give you a card.
Oh, mamacita. Not all of it, you sick beast.
They gave us cards, and it was like, okay, free entry with... bottomless soda purchase, because they don't sell alcohol in Washington.
18 and up.
It was 18 and up.
That's why it was garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they gave us a coupon for free entry with unlimited soda. Guess how much unlimited soda was? $15.
Was it 15?
Dude, Dick, I could buy 15 liters of soda, and I don't even drink soda. So, it just sounds terrible. Most of them feel gross.
That's going to be way too much soda. Like, I would drink one, but like, okay, I'm
good. I'd rather just pay the fee to get in.
Can I give someone else my sodas?
I don't want the soda.
Can I give the ladies my soda? Yeah. Hey, girl! I can't afford a dance. Soda? You want some Dr. Pepper? Yeah. Make it rain, baby. I got Coca-Cola Classic. Coca-Cola. What you want? Cherry soda.
Sierra Mist.
Yeah. Sierra Mist all over you, baby.
Yeah. And so we decided not to go. But Brian was getting down. We were feeling ourselves.
I don't remember.
We were in the building and we were feeling ourselves.
Oh, Mac Dre.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Nobody cared about him before he died.
Yeah, and after it was
He died, everyone's like, "Oh my God, Mac Dre! You know about Mac Dre?"
R.I.P. Mac Dre.
Yeah.
A real area classic.
Cheers to Mac Dre.
Cheers to Mac Dre.
For Loco Chuck. This is disgusting, by the way.
Yes, terrible.
I hate myself.
But so that was a failure. We didn't go in. Because I don't want to... No. This wasn't a good deal. So, we took a little Ubi back.
Oh, the Oobs?
The Oobs.
Ooble
we took it back to get some tacos because we needed some food.
We went to this random Chupacabra.
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 And they were like... They were closing down, but the upstairs was like kind of... He was wiping up and, you know... So, we ordered some food. Well, we both got enchiladas.
Yeah, it sounded good.
And damn, they were good.
Oh, it's about to be spicy. Actually, I don't remember eating them. I was starving, and I had literally like 3 bites, and then I was like, "I'm gonna eat this later." All fucked up, and then I took the box to go, and I didn't eat it later. I didn't remember it at all.
I had some the next day.
We walked home.
We walked about a mile home.
We walked home and
It was nice. It was like what? 11:30? It was a nice night out. It was like, or on the water, so it was a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah, I just don't remember walking home. We had the crosswalk, and like they had like this like little crossing flags.
Oh yeah,
and like, I grabbed them and I started flaring them out. That's what I remember.
Brian became part of the color guard at that point.
Yeah, dude, I was a fucking master.
Yeah,
I don't remember that because I saw the video later on to prove that
dancing
it happened
with the flags.
But then the next day was funny because I remember, and I was like, dude, I kind of remember doing that. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And then so we get back to the house. And I don't remember that after all. And I just remember... I dreamt this.
We were setting up your bed.
We were setting up the bed.
Because you were on the futon and I was on the bed.
Jake found a little tank top or something. And I remember he wore it. He put it on.
Yeah, he went to the bathroom to brush his teeth and came out and I was wearing this tank top that I found in the comforter.
I thought it was so normal and I didn't know what was going on.
It looked pretty sexy.
So... You did. And Jake took a picture. I saw it the next day, and I thought I dreamt that. Yeah. And he had to work the next day, and I was like, hey, wake me up. I'll get up with you. I died, dude. I was like, I'm not getting up, dude. I literally laid in bed. It was
great. But it was a great night. It was a story for the books.
Was it?
It was for the books.
It was a grand old time.
Because when you're here, you're Chili's.
Yeah. When you hear, you barbecue back rib. So we're going to take a little breather right now.
Yeah,
take
a little break. Enjoy this ad.
Like a red nose. She gonna shake it like a red nose. All right, and we're back.
Me and Ryan were just reminiscing our SF times.
Yeah.
Because the song Red Nose by Sage of Gemini embodies like a time period in San Francisco.
Oh, how's I'm that? Still drinking this. It's still gross. Donkey? It's disgusting, Donkey. It tastes like a bag of onions. So, anyways, we're going to shake it like the a red nose.
Yeah.
And Jake is going to tell us a little tall tale, even though it's real.
This is a story that Brian has not even heard yet. So, I live in this like really cool Victorian house. I've been there for like 4 months. Have like a cool space, like high ceilings. I need that. And then I've got a attic, like in my room, and it's sick up there. Right now, I have like a record player and like some storage stuff, but I'm gonna put like a little some cushions and like maybe a blanket, and I got some lights up there now. It's like a little nook, a little hangout.
Is it like a red?
Like it's like a red nose.
It's like a red nose, and we're gonna shake it.
And then my friend Allie gave me a tarp, like, or not a fucking tarp. Yeah,
a
little tarp.
Yeah, here's a top.
Top this, for like, you. Kind of, I don't know what they call it.
A tarp.
Not tarp.
It's like a tarp.
It's like a sheet. Tapestry, that's what it is.
Oh, tapestry.
To like cover for like a wall kind of thing. Because yeah, it's two rooms.
Basic white girl.
But there is a drawing on the wall. You know what it says? It says mother. My attic has a... big old like graffiti mark and it just says mother.
Yeah, that's
and
Satan.
And mother lives up there.
That's Satan, dude.
And when I leave the door open to the attic sometimes at night, which I forget to close it, I can hear her calling for me to come up.
Shit, scared me, dude.
You scared yourself.
I shook it like a red nose right there, dude.
Anyways, so the other day I was coming home from, who knows, Brian's house. Because we were hanging out playing some Mario Party. Me and Brian and Devontae were just playing some Mario Party. And I came home...
You only Labor Day once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Labor Day, brother. Anyways.
So I biked back home. It's pretty late. I think I'm like
No, that's actually really early. You left.
It wasn't like early. Yeah, it wasn't like early, but it was like 9:30 maybe.
So no, it was like 10:30.
10:30. So I got home maybe like 10:50. I came through the back of the house up to the fence and put my bike over. So I put it in the basement overnight.
Is this after Taco Bell?
This was after I made a pit stop at Taco Bell and rode my bike through the drive thru. Because they closed it at 10. So I just they said it's fine. And they gave me a free Baja
Blast. You ordered ahead, though. I ordered ahead.
And they also gave me a free Baja Blast.
Did you know what time they closed, or were you just guessing?
I was guessing. By the time I got there, I realized that they were closed.
What time did you get there?
10:10.
You get there at 10:10. Okay, yeah. So past the 10
minute. Just passed.
Yeah.
So I made an online order, and I picked up my burritos. And the drive through on my bike. It was great.
Six burritos.
No, four burritos, two tacos.
Oh, my bad. Six items.
$8.90-something.
Yeah.
Dude, slaps.
Taco Bell should have a rewards card. Or, like, yeah.
No,
like,
it's already that cheap.
I know, but, like, we go there so much that they should have, like...
discounts. You got an email this morning, right?
Yeah. It's every day, dude. It's so bad.
All your notifications...
it's always like, it's too. Every like 2 days. It's like, don't forget to go to Taco Bell. I'm like, dude, they fucking know me. They know me.
And so I got home. I was like, hop over the fence, but it's like a knee high fence. So I just like step over it, put my bike over. And I put my bike. Oh, I had to get up early the next day. So I put my bike on the side of the house. I didn't actually like go down and like open the basement and like put it in there. So I just put it on the side of the house. And then I started walking back to get my Taco Bell.
Yeah, of course.
Because it was sitting next to the fence.
Never forget
Taco Bell. And I hear a creak. And it's just, it's like pretty dark. There's a little spotlight coming off the garage. But not like shining on me. My roommate is standing on the back porch with a knife in her hand.
What? With a knife?
She had a knife.
Jesus. Well, how big was the knife?
It was like a, not like a Swiss Army knife, but it wasn't like a...
Like a butter knife?
No, it was like a pocket knife, but it was like a switchblade.
Did she think you were like a stranger or something? Stranger danger!
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
A stranger in my life. Yeah. She thought, because she must have heard like the bike bell or like something like creaking, and so she like came out.
She's like, was that like a red nose?
Because I was shaking like a red nose in the backyard. And so I turn and look, and she's just there with a big, not, I was going to say big, but I'm going to say like maybe 2-inch knife in her hand.
Okay.
And she goes, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, you're fine. I saw you, so I knew it was you, but she didn't see me because I was in the dark. So she was scared.
I was fucking terrified too.
I know you're not going to like come at me because I can just say, hey, it's Jake.
Yeah.
But she's like, who is this? Knife out.
Oh, damn, dude. She ain't at fucking home. Around. She ain't fucking around.
No, but I'm glad, because that means that she's prepared. In case, because she's in the first floor, so.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
I would never walk out there. Like, I'm ridiculous out there. I walk outside, and I'm like, she gonna shake it. And then I'm like outside, like, dancing. Like, I couldn't imagine just, like, ready. Like, you know, like, with the fucking nunchucks or something. Right? Like, I'm not ready for that. Like, I don't even know what happens when people walk their dog around here. I'm fucking terrified, you know? Like,
oh, like the other night when we were walking back to meet Aaron at the bar. And it was 12 o'clock. And we were on the street with four other people. And somebody behind us with a boombox.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. What night was that?
That was on Labor Day weekend.
It was fucking Labor Day, brother.
It was Saturday night.
Yeah.
Before Labor Day.
After Chili's.
After Chili's.
After baby back barbecue, ribs. Baby back ribs. After you shake it like a red nose and it's about to be spicy.
We were walking on the street and there was two couples in front of us.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Across the street was a lady walking her dog.
Lady in red.
Lady in red walking her dog.
She wasn't wearing red.
No, I don't think so.
The dude behind us tripped.
He was in the street with a boombox playing music, and he was having a great time.
He was having a great time.
But it was 12 in the morning.
It was Labor Day weekend, okay? We got to celebrate those 3 days.
I felt like we were walking home from school with all the other kids walking home from school.
At like midnight?
Yeah. It was
crazy. Fucking dude with the boombox behind us?
And then get this. So I went to your house, got my bike, right?
Right?
27 years old, still has a...
second puberty, man.
Puberty voice.
It's coming back.
And I started biking down up the street. Down up the street.
I started biking down up the street.
And...
down up the river.
I saw this couple buckling their helmets to go for a ride.
Was I here?
This was at 12:20 in the morning. This was on the way home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They were just going to go out for a nice ride at 12:20 a.m.
Dedication.
But, you know, they were in, like, their, like, athletic gear. buckling their helmets and like, I was like, did they just what is going on? Are you guys, I feel like I was in the wrong time zone or something.
It's Labor Day, man.
It's Labor Day.
You only have Labor Day once.
True.
She gonna shake it, dude.
She gonna shake it like right now. Brian, did you ever, when you were a kid, you go to the store because you want to get something for maybe a movie night? Did you ever get like? So what would you get? Like, it's movie night. Your mom drove you to the store to get like a dessert, a candy, right?
Yeah.
What do you
get? It was more. We didn't do movie night. This is me being 18.
Okay.
So my experience. So is me I'm thinking.
So I'll tell my side.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, I'll just tell you the bit of like going to 7-Eleven. Getting a Snickers bar and getting like a Monster because that's what I eat and drink
exactly
when I'm 18.
Yeah, I was like 15. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a baby bottle pop and an A&W root beer in a plastic bottle.
But you got what?
A baby
bottle. Baby bottle pop. You got a baby bottle pop. What flavor did you get? Baby bottle pop.
I don't know, cotton candy or something.
What do you mean? You don't know the flavor?
Sugar flavor.
You got another flavor.
Baby bottle baby.
Yeah, like, no, there's certain flavors, like Tootsie Roll. There's only one flavor, baby.
Tootsie Roll Tootsie baby Roll. Pop.
No, but, like, I'm saying, you got another flavor.
Blue Raspberry.
Blue Raspberry. All right,
blue
you
Raspberry
have to be,
baby bottle pop.
You have, like, no taste buds at this age. Because if you had one now, you're like, you take
sugar.
One lick, and you're like, what the hell is this?
So this is what you do. So your parents give you some money, right? You walk in. Let's say you're 16, and it's a hot summer day. You want to get a Monster because you're 16, and you're like, yeah.
I need to be hydrated.
Kyle,
give me that Kyle juice, baby.
Kyle juice. That's Kyle's baby bottle pop right there.
Yeah, it's a Monster energy drink.
And then what else do you get?
I hate this drink, by the
finish
way.
Finish it. You should finish it.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I think you should just do it, though.
Hey.
Hey, when you're here?
When you're here, you family, you know? Baby bada pop.
When you're
what
here?
What flavor?
When you're here, you're loco.
Yeah, dude, you trying to get fucking loco? You
loco
trying to get
boys.
Hashtag spicy?
Yeah.
So anyways.
So, you put your Monster, you put your Butterfinger on the belt. You know, Dave is ringing you up. Dave is like,
are you sure his name was Dave?
Yeah, Dave was like 53. He's working in the grocery store, and he scans it, and like what? It's probably like 3:15.
It's always a weird amount,
right?
Because it's like California taxes.
Yeah,
and shit. So it's like 3:82, and you're like, what? All right, cool.
And
$4.
So you get some change back, and Dave kindly puts it in a bag for you. He puts your Butterfinger and your Monster in a big plastic bag.
No, mine was paper, dude.
Or paper.
I had a paper. The gigantic paper.
See, mine was usually plastic.
It was paper girls, and then it was plastic boys. You know, like the plastic rookies bags?
Yeah.
Those were classic for garbage.
The tan ones?
It was tan, and they had the white ones.
Those are white.
They were the perfect amount for your garbage in your room as a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You just have, like, fucking baby bottle pop wrappers, and then, like, all the paper from homework or something. I don't know what you have in there. You don't have anything in that garbage. It's just straight garbage. It's literal garbage. What do you have
tissues.
Now? What do you have now in your actual garbage?
It's probably a Taco Bell wrapper right there
somewhere. Yeah, probably a Taco Bell wrapper, some napkins, and then, like, a tissue or something.
Yeah.
You know, you don't eat shit, right?
Don't eat shit, no.
Don't eat shit. I eat it. Like, what? Like, there's nothing in there. There's just, like, random shit in there, you know? It's like adult shit. I finished this deodorant. I'm gonna throw it in there.
Yeah.
Like, you ever finish deodorant? I'm proud.
Probably a bottle cap.
I'm proud to be an American when I finish my deodorant because I'm like,
never
that last
deodorant,
one,
so.
It scrapes. You ever get that deodorant so low it scrapes you? Dedication.
Dedication. Gotta go all the way.
Gotta go all the way. But anyways, back with your bag.
Yeah, so the bag you get, it's a big plastic bag, right?
Yeah.
And it's holding one soda and a candy bar or some sort of sugary substance. And Like one of those sour sprays.
Oh, so yeah.
So bad, but you loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a mouth spray.
Okay, so everything that I got from a store like that was something I would get from an ice cream man. You know what I mean? Like the ice cream truck. It was like literally the same concept. Ice cream man shit, and I'm going to CVS or Long's, and I'm getting the extra long receipt. And I bought a Butterfingers and a
Monster. And guess what? You need that bag, though, right?
Yeah.
Even if they have one or two things, why? You don't have two hands to hold a candy bar.
It should have
been. Put it in your pocket and then hold the soda.
We didn't even need a bag. Should have handed us the bag.
We didn't even have telephones. Stuff. We didn't even have cell phones back then, so there's nothing in this pocket either.
I had a wallet. My keys.
I had a wallet and keys.
I had keys in another pocket.
Yeah, but you don't have a cell phone. So you even have an extra pocket to put something in. Yeah, you get this big-ass plastic bag. And you gotta hold on to it for your Snickers and your 7-Up.
Well, that was when I was, like, really big into littering.
Yeah.
Like, when you were 15, oh my god, I was littering all the time.
Well, you're terrible. I never littered.
No, I was 15. I'm allowed to make mistakes. Don't change me. Baby, don't change me.
Baby, don't change me.
I was fucking 15, dude. I was 15 years ago. I don't know what I was doing back then. I was a terrible person. But, like, I would litter and be like, whatever. But I had friends that were worse. And we would drive in the car. And then so he would be sitting in the front. And I would be driving. And I was like 16. And then so we would go to like Wendy's. Because that's what we did when we were 16. Yeah. And we would just get food. And he's like, hey. We'll be on the freeway. He'll roll down the window. He's like, check this out. And he would just like throw something out the window. And I was like, oh my god. Like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? That's bad.
Like, that's terrible. Like, when I see people now doing that, I'm like, dude, people still do that? But when you're 15, you're allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's awful.
Right.
There was this one time, I'll never forget it, and I feel terrible about it, because I was the instigator. I was 17. My friends and I went to Taco Bell, and I got an extra bean and cheese burrito that I didn't want. And I'm 17, so I don't give a shit, because I don't pay for food.
Throw it.
And so what happened was I was driving, and I had an extra bean and cheese burrito, and there was this girl that was at the sidewalk, and I went to my friend.
Hey, whoa,
don't you interrupt me. Don't you interrupt me. I'm the instigator. I'm not part of the problem, but I am the whole problem. And my friend was in shotgun, like a good shotgun person should be. And so he rolled down the window, and I had the manual windows at the time.
Oh, yeah.
He rolled down the windows, and he threw the burrito at this girl.
Oh my god.
It was a bean and cheese burrito from Taco Bell, but it was like one of those where if someone threw that at me, I would be like shocked because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I would think I got shot or something.
Right.
So we're in the left lane. We're going straight. This girl's crossing the crosswalk. She's two lanes over.
Yeah.
He rolls the window down. Comes out of the window, throws the bean burrito at this girl, hits her stomach, and she just goes down.
Oh my god.
She went down like, oh! Like, she got shot in the stomach, right? It was a bean and cheese burrito. It was a little cold. It's probably 30 minutes
old.
Well,
yeah, because
it gets a little hard.
Because if you only have a burger, those buns are squishy. But a bean and cheese burrito, it's just beans, cheese, tortilla.
I mean, it's a good half pound at that mass. So we have a bean and cheese burrito that's been sitting here for a while. And now what we're going to do is we're going to pick it up. And that's a heavy burrito.
Yeah.
That's okay, it's like, I'm going to eat it. But that's a heavy burrito. And he threw it at this girl. And then I drove away. And what happened was that I literally felt like we robbed the bank. And I sped off. Driving away from the scene of the crime. Scene of the crime. We drove off, and we laughed about it. I think about it all the time. It was fucked up. It was so mean. But that's what you gotta do when you're 15. You gotta do those random stories, and you're like, whoa.
You gotta make those mistakes.
That's how you learn how you get older, and you know, you're growing.
And you're not a dick anymore.
I'm still a dick, but I'm not gonna throw burritos at someone. I'm gonna eat that shit. You know, like, it's awful.
Yeah.
but that's that. You know, that's when you when you're here, you're family. You know, throwing burritos at girls at 15 years old. Hey. You know, whatever. Whatever.
When you're here, you're loco.
Yeah, you know, you fucking drink for a loco. I might want to do that later. Was drive around, and throw burritos at girls.
Not driving around.
like that sounds like a terrible idea, and that's why we wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
This is 15 years ago.
You know what? Now we're smart.
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fine. We're stupid, but we're like safe stupid. Like right. We're stay in the house and torture. We
throw bean burritos at each other.
Yeah. That's or fine. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Like or nowadays, I'm not going to waste a bean burrito. Yeah. I spent hard money on that. But yeah, so.
So thanks for hanging out with us. We'll do that next time. We've got some good stories for next time.
Right.
We're going to do our Twinkie. Bean filled Twinkie episode soon.
We might have a Four Loko for that one because I'm gonna fucking need that. But you know, hey, when you're here, you're family, and you shake it like a red nose. Hope you enjoyed today's episode.
All right, go follow us on at Beanie_Boys on Twitter and share this with your friends. Peace.
Creep.